got the Jacob Eddie home, like you said, from 5 to 6. It's basically a forum. I was just going to give the veterans that come a short update as to what we're doing in the House to help, you know, veterans. I'm on the VA committee, so we're working on several issues for veterans. And then mainly I want to hear from the veterans, you know, what their concerns are so that we can continue to address the, you know, the concerns in Congress and at the committee. So it's an opportunity for them to hear what I'm saying, and it's an opportunity for me to hear what they're saying. So that's basically what it is. And I encourage veterans or, you know, family members to come with their concerns, and hopefully they'll answer them. We'll have staff there. If they have individual concerns, we'll be able to, you know, start a case for them if they had a particular problem that we can help them with. So it would be a great opportunity for the guys and gals to actually sit down with me and the staff and get things going.
Now, I know that for you, even before you were involved in politics, you've been involved with Veterans Affairs through your medical care background and whatnot. But as now you're in Washington on these veterans committees and looking at getting things done, I know we've talked about streamlining processes, making things easier for veterans to get the services that they need or getting their concerns to the lawmakers in Washington. What is the latest? Are you seeing any progress? Are things changing in light of some of the conflicts we've been in lately and more veterans home on our streets?
You know, I'm hopeful. I just introduced a new piece of legislation, which I am hoping that it'll be the Veterans Accountability Act, you know, to make the VA actually produce. I mean, we've seen them promise so many things, especially with this veterans backlog, you know, with the veterans claims for disability are, you know, delayed 18 months or more, and I want to be able to hold those middle managers accountable for the fact they're not getting their job done, and we've introduced some legislation to do just that. And I think it's heading in the right direction. You know, another one of the things that we heard about lately was this, you know, the sexual assaults within the military. You know, we just joined up with some senators and his bipartisan plan to reform the way the military handles sexual assault cases and make sure victims aren't afraid to report the crimes. So we've got several great things going in the House and the Senate. And, you know, these veteran and military issues are bipartisan, so I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get them done and you know, actually make some progress.
We're speaking with Congressman Dan Benyshek today about the public forum he's got coming up today at 5 o'clock at the Jacob Eddie Home for Veterans, and taking a look at Veterans Affairs. Dan, are you finding that maybe there's a little too much bureaucracy, or too hard maybe for some of the veterans to get to their services? I mean, one of the challenges here in your district is it is as large as it is. It covers so much ground, and veterans have to get from places to Iron Mountain to Marquette to get some of these services. What are you working on in terms of trying to make it easier for the veterans to get the services that they need?
That travel issue is huge. So we're working on trying to make it easier for veterans to access services in their hometown, you know, to have what they call the fee-for-service, so that your local provider can provide you with the care you need and have the VA pay for it. You know, that has been always a problematic issue, and making that easier to happen is one of the things we're working on as well. I mean, this is not the only district that has that problem. I mean, some of the districts out west, you know, where there's very large areas as well, are faced with the same problem. And actually, I just talked to a guy from Arizona in the Tucson area, a Democrat who's interested in, you know, run the same issues as we are here. So, you know, I think there's really bipartisan support for trying to improve it. You know, that bureaucracy at the VA, that's the thing that, you know, when I was a doctor working there for 20 years, I saw it from another aspect, you know, from the doctor side, and how they did things was frustrating to me because I, you know, couldn't take care of the patient the way I wanted to just because of the way they did things. And, you know, hopefully in this job we'll be able to improve that. I know that we have definitely improved things in Iron Mountain at the VA there. The staff there has been great. the new administrator that they have and I have been working together, and we've made significant improvement in the way that facility works. You know, the whole system is a little bit more difficult to move, but I'm pretty happy with the work we're doing there. You know, we've been calling people to the committee and, you know, making them respond to our questions and holding them accountable. And I think that the plans that we have for the legislation are good plans, and I think we can get it done. So I'm optimistic for continued improvement there.